me how much my father loved being an American businessman. But I also get calls from homeowners who are fixing up their homes and want product information. I call them all back to give them the right telephone number and to explain how they happened to get me. That's how I learned about Barbara Wallenstein and the trouble she was having with her picket fence in Newtown, Connecticut. The William Zinser who founded the business was my father's grandfather, who came from Germany in 1848 with a process for making shellac. He built a small house and factory far uptown in rural Manhattan, on what is now the block that runs from 58th and 59th Street on 10th Avenue. I have a photograph of those two buildings standing alone in a rocky field that slopes down to the Hudson River. The only living creature is a goat. In its next generation, the business did so poorly that it was near death when my father, the third William Zinser, left college in 1909 to try to save it. His instincts as a merchant turned out to be sound, and he built the firm into the position it has occupied as the industry's leader ever since. Quality was my father's passion. I never felt that he thought of his business as a means of making money, but as an art, to be practiced with only the best materials. Until he died at 91, his romance with shellac never faltered. My three older sisters and I knew at an early age the life cycle of the lac bug, which secretes a resinous cocoon onto the twigs of trees north of Calcutta, and he looked forward to the day when I would enter the firm. At that time, the idea that a daughter could run a business as well as a son, or better, was still a generation away. But my romance was with a different business. And after I got home from World War II, I got a job with the New York Herald Tribune and told my father I wouldn't be joining him. It was a painful moment for both of us. Very few businesses stay in the same family in mid-Manhattan for more than 100 years, and the gods of continuity had hovered over my boyhood. My father accepted my decision with the generosity that was part of his character and wished me happiness in my chosen work. It was the best gift I ever received, freeing me to live my own life. Deprived of one son, my father looked around for another and persuaded one of my sister's husbands to come into the business, which thereby got a member of the family after all. Progress finally pushed the old company off its hillside. Roosevelt Hospital wanted the site for an expansion, and the shellac factory was a relic. Even in 1954, when my wife came into the family and was taken on a tour by my father, she could hardly believe that such a Dickensian agglomeration of pipes and vats still existed in industrial America. A modern plant was duly built in New Jersey in 1975, and the company left town. My father was then 87. Only that move put an end to his walking to his office every day, a familiar white-haired figure in a Brooks Brothers suit and a bow tie and a Panama hat in summer, heading west on 59th Street, impatient to arrive, and not just to find out what orders had come in from Moline and Winston-Salem and Fargo. He was a lifelong citizen of New York, active on many boards that nourished its health and its cultural vigor, president of Lenox Hill Hospital, a member of the city's Art Commission and Landmarks Preservation Commission, an early raiser of funds to build Lincoln Center. His insistence on the integrity of the product, whatever it was, shellac, hospital care, urban design, Grand Opera, came back to me one recent morning when I heard the beseeching voice of Mrs. Wallenstein on my answering machine. She was calling, she said, at 8:30 a.m. She had awakened with the resolve that this was the day when her picket fence was finally going to get painted. The weather was good and she was eager to start. She had a gallon of Zinser's bin, and she needed to know if she could use it on the fence. Would I call back as soon as possible? I got to my office around 10. Writer's hours start later than shellac scion's hours, and called Mrs. Wallenstein. She was right by the phone. "I realized as soon as I got up today," she said, "that my husband is never going to paint that fence." I told her that although I was the son who didn't go into the business, she was calling about the one product I happened to know as a user, and I was sorry to have to tell her it should only be used indoors. She was no less sorry to hear it. I gave her the New Jersey phone number, explaining that the firm had been gone from West 59th Street for more than 15 years. "I'm sure if you look at that can of bin," I said, "the label gives the address as Somerset, New Jersey." "I've got the can right here," she told me. "It says..."